This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, let's just touch the table, a little football, NFL fact or fiction. I'll lead with one once David hits the music. All right, here you go. Fact or fiction. Kevin Stefanski already is sick of answering questions about Shedeur Sanders. This poor man was up on the TV looking like he'd rather be anywhere other than where he is.
That is a hardcore fact. The fact that, if it was just Dylan Gabriel, I don't think ESPN sends a reporter standing outside the Browns facility. But yes. So how many passes did he complete? How many times did he throw? What did he look like?
He looked disgusted.
Guys, I have about 80 other people on the team. I know, but Shedeur.
It's getting ridiculous because there was a reporter that went out and said or tweeted out that Dylan Gabriel got the first snaps at the rookie camp. Well,
he's drafted the third round pick.
Right. What are we doing here? Oh, my God.
Maybe they should ask Shedeur. So what do you think about the Pope? He went before you.
Fact or fiction, with increased competition in the AFC West, the division will have a new winner this season.
You're asking me to go against Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes. David, it's a cop-out, but I can't do it.
Okay.
That's not a cop-out. I'll believe it when I see it at this point.
No, that is fiction, David. I mean, there's competition, but they're still the Chiefs, and they're still – even the Chiefs are in a down year are still better than everybody else in that division. Last year, they weren't great. Still won.
And he's still Justin Herbert. He still has to prove he can win a big game. And Bo Nix, remember what you asked me earlier about Stroud?
Oh, crowning?
Crown him too early.
Let's just chill out on that.
We didn't crown him. Not Bo Nix. You never believed in him.
He's 30. Seven kids. I can't do it.
Does Bo Nix have a Costco membership?
You know what? That means he's motivated. That means you probably won't hear Bo Nix doing anything stupid because he's 30 with seven kids.
Fact or fiction, the New England Patriots are going to make the playoffs.
Fact. I'm buying. I'm buying. I think the Dolphins are a dumpster fire. I think the Jets blow. And Vrabel is as legit a football coach as there is. I think the culture will be right. You know I love Drake May. Here, this will be my dumbest prediction, and that's saying a lot.
Well, if you look at it from last year, the Steelers are probably not going to make it again.
Steelers will.
The Denver Broncos won't make it again, so there has to be room for someone.
Why won't the Broncos make it again?
Because of Bo Nix.
Oh, okay.
No, it won't be because of that, but it's a tough division. He may, second-year slump.
I mean, I don't see where the Chargers are going to be that much and the Raiders. Pete Carroll. David, I'm going to say fiction. I don't think that they're going to make it. I think they'll be competitive. They'll be mathematically in the mix until probably the last couple of weeks where if this goes this way. But once you get four different things that have to break your way, chances are you're not making the playoffs. I think that's where they will be. I like the progress that they're going on and by maybe next year, but this year, nah. Pittsburgh, David, say what you want. I know you're a little hurt right now. You guys, you're Wisconsin basketball in the Big Ten. No matter what, you always finish in the top four.
Not this year.
Okay.
I think this is the year the Steelers tank.
Yep.
I think this is where the bottom falls out. They just traded their best playmaker. They don't have a quarterback. They inexplicably acquired DK Metcalf.
So basically, you're not willing to let Tomlin cook.
No, I'm not.
I'm not.
It's going to be a master class. I'm sensing a bet here.
Mm. Cool.
Fact or fiction, no matter what he does this season, it's too late for Bryce Young to have a job in 2026.
I'm going to say fiction.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
David, I'm going to say fiction because the way he finished out the year, it all of a sudden looked like the game slowed down and he became the quarterback that the Carolina Panthers thought that they were going to have. Now, he goes out and just has a horrible first five games. You're going to be correct. But if he could carry over how he ended the season last year, I'm saying he's their quarterback of the future.
Look, Dave Canales likes him. And he did play a lot better. And he did show a lot. And they are continuing to add weapons. They drafted McMillan. David, I'm with Rico on this. I don't think they're out of the business of him. Now, he's got to perform. They've got to take a 3 or 4 game step up. No, I don't think they're out of the Bryce Young business yet.
So you said the most important part. Dave Canales likes him. He didn't draft him. So usually the mindset is you don't draft him, you're going to look for someone else soon. But if he likes him,
look, he also took the job knowing he was stuck with him.
Correct.
That says something too.
That's true. So because we talked about Dave Canales in there, let me transition to the next one, which is his former quarterback, Baker Mayfield. Fact or fiction, Baker Mayfield's dealing with his 9th OC. And because of that, this is the year he finally struggles with that offense again.
Fiction for me.
Yeah, I'm going to say fiction as well. David, honestly, I think Baker Mayfield is the type of guy that just, no matter what the plays call, he's calling a play. He's drawing up a play in the dirt like we did as kids and saying, okay, you just go here. That's not the play. I don't care. This will work. He's an idiot. So I believe in Baker.
They also keep investing in the offense around him, too, using their first-round pick on Rico's guy, Abuka. They're loaded at receiver. McMillan came on last year. Even if Godwin is on one leg, I think the structure's there. Plus, Liam, you know, look, Liam Cohen was a good coach, but I'm not going to turn him into Bill Walsh.
This next one is TV related because Tom Brady is in the way. After this season, Greg Olsen will leave and be in the booth for Netflix's Friday night schedule.
Why is there a Friday night?
I'm just saying, there's probably going to be, so I'm just...
So you're just hypothetically.
I'm predicting that.
So what's your question?
That Greg Olsen will leave.
Greg Olsen gets sick 100%. Of being behind Brady. See, I don't see Brady going past this year. I just think that it was cute, but and the best way out is for the league just to say, well, you know, you got a piece of the Raiders, so conflict of interest, and we rethought this, and we're just going to go ahead and let you go. He's not that good. Olsen is better. And if it goes past this season and he's just get your own YouTube channel. I'd watch you over watching Tom Brady.
And final one. Bill Belichick won't coach a game at UNC. He will never coach again.
Oh, boy. There's more weird stuff today about this Jordan Hudson relationship. I don't know, man.
Well, yeah, depending. Early this morning, she was banned from the facilities. And then all of a sudden, did we say banned? We meant welcomed. That's what we really meant. Tells me she got banned. She called, complained to Belichick. Belichick was like, what? I just woke up. What? Called up North Carolina. Why is she banned? Well, she's weird. Well, I kind of need her there. Okay, fine. She's welcome. But to answer your question, David.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you want me to tell me what she had for breakfast while you were at it too? That was the most complete description on the planet. Here's what happened. He called, she called. They got a paper towel. He then parked her car. He had a piece of toast with jam on it. You're on. Go. Go.
You know what? Go look at vacuum sealers. David, I think that what's going to happen, he'll coach a couple games, and then it's going to become an embarrassment. Remember, North Carolina's going to probably get that Deion treatment like Colorado got, where all the games are going to be there, except for Deion had Shador. He had Travis. Who do you have? Who you're showcasing? All your stories are going to be about her, and you're going to hurt the university, and they're going to say, enough.
It's almost like this was a bad idea. Here's an idea. I want to drop a 73-year-old into 2025 college football. Trust me, it'll work. Oh, and he's tagging a 24-year-old. Nothing could go wrong.
Right. I mean, because, yeah, at least Deion had Travis Hunter. He had his son. He had something. What is North right now, I know more about her than anybody on that North Carolina team.
You're right. I don't even know who their quarterback is. I don't know who's playing for them this season.
And they're going to get all the eyeballs early on. It'll be a disaster.
That is your NFL fact or fiction.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.